USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spent part of his Wednesday visiting some of the communities in Kentucky that were damaged by the recent severe weather that included tornadoes. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is touring the damage with the president and says his department is ready for the long haul.
The president directed us to be aware of the challenge of connectivity and to go where the need exists and to be able to provide a one-stop shop for people.
The president assured federal resources to help communities rebuild will be around for as long as necessary. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now, but it's suggesting more aggressive moves against inflation in 2022, including up to 3 rate hikes. That's according to Fed Chair Jerome Powell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed suggesting more aggressive moves against inflation in 2022, including up to 3 rate hikes. Fed Chair Jerome Powell sounding upbeat about the ongoing economic growth. He cites improvements in the labor market, including solid job gains, rising wages, and falling unemployment. An Omicron-specific coronavirus vaccine booster? The White House says it's probably not necessary as long as you're up to date on your shots.
Our booster vaccine regimens work against Omicron. At this point, there is no need for a variant-specific booster.
That's White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci. He says the data right now shows that existing vaccines offer good protection against the contagious new Omicron variant. The White House and CDC say guidance is still the same. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mayor of San Francisco says enough is enough.
As smash and grab criminals have been enjoying their lifestyle without many repercussions throughout many large cities in America, the Defund the Police movement started by Democrat leaders has had an adverse effect on society. Now, the mayor of San Francisco, California, has had enough. The Honorable London Breed.
It's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. And it comes to an end when we take the steps to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies, and less tolerant of all the that has destroyed our city.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As Democrats continue to push forward President Biden's Build Back Better agenda and voting reform legislation, the Senate remains divided along party lines. Senate Majority Leader Democrat from New York Chuck Schumer, speaking on Wednesday during the Senate's open session, talks about his party's priorities ahead of the Christmas recess.
This week, Democrats also continue working on getting the Senate into a position where we can vote on the President's Build Back Better legislation. We're also continuing to hold conversations as Senate Democrats on the urgent work of advancing the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.